Seeking to add to its range of carbon-free energy, the Redwood Coast Energy Authority is considering a nuclear option. If chosen, the nuclear power would come from the Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant in San Luis Obispo County. Slated for decommissioning, the plant's operation has been extended to 2030 or beyond. Ratepayers are paying for it, and now power providers have the option of getting energy from the plant at no additional cost. The authority, referred to as RCEA, is struggling to meet its 100% carbon-free and renewable energy goals. At a late August meeting, RCEA account director Jacqueline Haar told the agency's board of directors that an added mix of nuclear and hydroelectric power could achieve the goal.
And the combination of those two gets you over the hump to 100% renewable plus carbon-free. There's also, of course, the option of something in between here, so not buying all of the hydrocarbon-free, but maybe buying some, or accepting the Diablo Canyon allocation, but not procuring any additional carbon-free hydro. There are variations amongst this. This is just a selection of potential procurement scenarios. You know, sell some of your renewables, buy more carbon-free, because carbon-free is less expensive than renewables, like, right? So there's a lot of different procurement options with on the table, but this is meant to be a selection of possible options.
The board staff said if the Diablo Canyon allotment is accepted, it will provide roughly 6.6% of the agency's power load. That will help RCEA meet a goal of 100% carbon-free and renewable power by 2025. If the agency continues its status quo power mix, it will have only 83% of green power by 2026. But RCEA Vice Chair Scott Bauer, a Eureka City Council member, said nuclear power has a dangerous flaw and shouldn't be accepted.
I will say, as one that's never been a big fan, with a spent fuel that lasts for, 1,000 generations or something like that, with no storage yet figured out, I can't support anything like nuclear, because if we care about future generations, they're going to have to deal with hot material that, radioactive material that lasts forever, essentially. But I understand at the same time, you've kind of got it. It's going to be there, but I wouldn't support it for so many, just from thinking about the kids' situation.
Board member and Humboldt County Supervisor Natalie Arroyo said if ratepayers are going to pay for nuclear power anyway, they might as well benefit from it. But she also acknowledged the concerns.
Based on the understanding from the presentation that this was already something that we're paying for and a temporary allocation, I'm still, it's another one of those hold your nose and maybe do it for fiscal reasons type decisions in my book, but I also was open to more discussion about it and hearing, and we know it's being decommissioned and this is sort of its final days, but if we feel that our customers are just absolutely cannot support nuclear, even under these circumstances, I think that's an important consideration as well. And I certainly have the trust of our customers.
Arroyo differentiated between accepting power from an existing nuclear plant and taking it from a new one. She said under the circumstances, she would be inclined to accept the nuclear power. But there's also a school of thought that says accepting nuclear power, even from a plant that's already operating, encourages it to continue or expand. Haar said the decision to take or leave the Diablo power has to be made in the next several weeks, and the RCEA board will consider it again at its September 26th meeting. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.